Shalom Aleichem from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. We're here preparing for Sukkot. We just came out of Yom Kippur, and we've been working on understanding the relationship of Av v'Ben, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an Av HaRachamon. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, Lifnei Mi Atem Mitarim, Avinu Shebashamayim. On Yom Kippur, we were showered with Rachamei Av, with the mercy that only a father could have. And we discussed that there's also an avoda of being a ben, of being a son. And part of being a son to a father is making sure that the family gets along. Because a parent cannot stand when the children are fighting with each other. And there's nothing that makes a father and mother feel better than when the family is a unified group, together, helping one another, complimenting each other, raising each other up. But when the children are bringing each other down, it's painful for a parent, because each child means the world to the parent, and there's no differentiation. When it comes to children, you might think that, well, some are better than others, but it doesn't work like that. When there's a father and son relationship, all children are the same, because they're all children. And that's what we find in the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Lamed Vav. The Gemara says, Bonim atem la'Hashem Elokeichem. The Pasuk says that we are children of Hashem. Rabbi Meir says, Bein kach u bein kach atem kruyim banim. No matter what you do, you are still a child of Hashem. And it brings Pasuk after Pasuk, Banim schalim hema, Banim lo imun bam, Zerah mereim banim mashchisim. All these things that when we do bad things, we are still called the children of Hashem. And the reason is because if we were only servants of Hashem, then we could get fired, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could find other servants. However, when you're a child, the parent is stuck with that child. The parent loves that child with unconditional love because of that connection. And bein kach u bein kach bonayhem, whether they're doing good, whether they're doing bad, they are still the children of Hashem. And that is the rachamim that we have from the Ribbono Shalom, is that he loves us as a family. And that's why if any of the siblings are left out, no matter if it's the siblings who are the super nachas machines of the parents or the ones that cause the most tsar and aggravation, it doesn't matter. If anybody's missing, it's a problem. And that's why we said at the very beginning of Yom Kippur, Al das ha-mokoyim v'al das ha-kal, b'yeshiva shel malo, b'yeshiva shel mata, anu matir en lispal elimav aryanim. We invite even the people in the tzibur that we would normally never want to have around. They have to be there. We allow everyone into shul. So you might think we're just being nice. We want to be nice to everyone. Let everybody in. Let's be generous on Yom Kippur. That's not the reason for it. The reason is because we're lacking without these people. As the Gemara tells us in Krisus, on Daf Vav Amud Beis, that the Ketores, with its beautiful smell, had one putrid spice called the Chelbana. It had a foul stench. And nevertheless, it's part of the Ketores. And if you don't put it in, it's not kosher. The Gemara explains, why do we have this spice put into the Ketores? To teach us that whenever we are a group and we need a Yeshua in a Tainus or in Tfilas, we need all of Klal Yisrael there. Everybody has to be there. Why? Because Hashem wants all of His Kinderlach. We are all part of Hashem's family. And that's why it's so dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we get along, that there's achdus, that there's connection. And that's why Sinas Chinam, which destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash, was worse than anything, because when the family is not together, then everything falls apart. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol feels like broken, kiviyachol, if we could say such a thing. And my nephew asked me a stunning kasha, Reb Shlomo Stark. He asked me the following thing on Erev Yom Kippur. I really wanted to mention this on Erev Yom Kippur, but I forgot, but now's our chance. He said that in the Musaf davening, in Chazaras HaShas, we have this amazing Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu Malkeinu Zechur Rachamecha, Klosh Kascha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't be angry. Kalei Dever, Cherev, Rav, Ushvi, remove swords, plagues, starvation, destruction, Avon, Magefa, Fegera, Kol Machala, Kol Takala, Kol Tata, strife, Kol Mini Piranios, anything bad, Kol Gzera Ra. Every type of bad Gezera that we could think of. Visinas Chinam, Mealenu. And Sinas Chinam from us. Umeal Kol B'nei B'risecha. Frecht Reb Shlomo Stark Shlita, my dear nephew, said, I don't understand. All of the things in this tefila are shayach to daven for. You want to daven that there shouldn't be plagues. We are davening so hard there shouldn't be plagues this year. We're davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remove this terrible gzeirah, should remove COVID from this world and bring us back to yeshivas and bati kinesias in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be together. Bring us back to yontivs the way they're supposed to look with all the family together. For sure, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's territory. And swords, and even strife. You know, it's dangerous when people get into fistfights. Who knows? You need some intervention. But what's Sinas Chinam doing over here? Hashem's supposed to remove us from Sinas Chinam? It's our job to remove ourselves from Sinas Chinam. From senseless hatred of one another. It's a very strong question. Very strong question. Why is that put over here? I'll tell you something that I've been thinking about a lot. And it's true whenever you see real serious fights between people, and these fights can go on, Rachmana Litzlan, for years. They can go on for lifetimes. They can even go through Yerusha to the next generation. And what happens in these fights, they're not simple to resolve. Those who are involved in the fights are convinced that they're right. Both sides convinced they're right. They think it's a closed book. It's a closed case, closed. There's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to discuss over here. I think I'm right. You think you're right. And it's over. And really, it's very hard to get anyone to move in these types of machlokasin. And it needs divine intervention. A person who witnesses these types of fights understands that it's just like any other machla. It seems like there's no way this family or these two individuals are ever going to resolve this. And therefore, we call on Avinu Malkeinu, our father, our king, to remove that type of sinas chinam from us, so that all the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be together. And now we're coming into the yontif of Sukkos. And Sukkos has a theme of Achdus. A theme of Achdus. Of the family coming together. Klal Yisrael. One Am. Am Echad. Says the Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah Parshas Emor. That we take a lulav, an esrog, hadasim, aravus. But these things, these minim, represent parts of Klal Yisrael. Says the Medrash, an esrog has tam and reyach. It's got taste. It's got smell. And there are people in Klal Yisrael who have Torah. And they have masim tovim. They're loaded with Torah and masim tovim. And then there's the kapus tmarim. It has flavor, it has tam, but it doesn't smell. This is the group who has Torah, but they don't have Maisim Tovim. Maybe they should really get out and do more for Klal Yisrael. And their Torah is more than their Maisim Tovim. And then you have the Anaf Eitz Avos, the Hadas, The Hadas has a reach. It has a smell. The Ein Bo Tam, but it doesn't have taste. That's the people who are doing so many Maisim Tovim, so many righteous acts, but they're lacking the taste of Torah. And then we have the Arve Nachal, the Aravas. They don't have taste. They don't have a scent. Kach Heim Yisrael Yesh Bem Bnei Adam She'im Bem Lo Torah V'lo Maisim Tovim. There are people in Klal Yisrael who don't have a flavor. They don't have a reyach, an aroma. They have no Maisim Tovim. They don't have Torah. So what do you do with them? Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu Oselahem. What does Hashem do with this group? La'avdan yefshar. Hashem doesn't throw away people. Why? It's children. Pashat. Ela Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yukshru kulam aguda achas. Let's put all of these together. Let's put the Esraig, the Hadasim, the Aravas, the Lulav. Let's put it all together. Aguda achas. One tied up group. Vehein mischaprin elu al elu. And they will be mechaper one on the other. Beautiful. It's clear from the Medrash that the idea of the Lulav and Esrig is that there are so many different people in Klal Yisrael. And it seems like certain types of people, they don't contribute at all. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. The Chiyuv of Arba Minim is to realize that we all are tied together and we all have to be tied together. We all have to get along. We all have to appreciate each other. Yavo Elu Mischaprin al Elu. And it could be dangerous sometimes having bad influences around. That's true. Because if there are people around who are not behaving themselves, that's not good. So the Chasam Sefer says in Teres Moshe, a beautiful idea, says, if you look at the Arba Minim when they're together, right? If you look at the Arba Minim when they're together. So what's going on over here? Let's look at it. You have the Esrig in one hand, and let's say in your left hand. I happen to be a lefty, but standard is the Esrig is in your left hand, and the Lulav, the Hadasim, and the Aravas are in your right hand. Says the Chasam Sofer, Lulav Aminav are Meramis to Tzadikim, and Tzadikim She'enim Gmurim, even the Rishayim, that they all have to be together. He says, Hayuroi Litvos Esrog Biyamin. We would think that the Esrog, which represents the Tzadik Gamor, who has Torah and Maisim Toivim, he should be in the right hand. No, he's only a singular person sometimes. Sometimes in the masses, the tzaddik is the yachid bedar. But there's a lot of commoners, had yotim rabim. And Hashem loves them. Kel kabir lo yimas. Vatzadik zocha b'schus harabim. Afal bishu gadol mehem. And even the tzaddik needs the rabim. So what do you do with him? So he can't be in the Aguda. He can't be tied with the Lulav, the Hadasim, and the Ravas. Why not? Let's just tie them together. Take Kushalak and we'll tie them. We'll take the Kushalak and we'll tie them together. No. Mikomakum Sarach Lechabri Malulav Shalo Yifrani Matzibor. We don't want him to be too close to them because we don't want them to have a bad effect on him. But we want him to be together. So we take the Lulav, the Hadasim, and the Aravas, we put them together, and they're tied together. The Tzaddik is right next to them, holding on, touching them, hugging them, kissing them, and being mezaka them. And says the Chasam Sofer, that's why we take the Lulav Biyamin. It's three minim. It's Gantz Klal Yisrael. But the Esrog is singular. And the goal of the Tzaddik is to get close. To get close and to raise up the tzibur, but not to be affected badly by them. Which is an amazing imagery if you can think about it. The idea of knowing how to do proper kiruv over here. On the one hand, the esrog has to be part of the arba minim, and he has to be connected to them. But on the other hand, He can't be tied to them. He's got to be the Magid Shir. He's got to be there at the Shtender, raising the public, and not that the public should bring him down. And that's a major yesoid. And that's the idea of being responsible for Klal Yisrael. And the Chidah says it's Merumis. The Chidah in Rosh David Parshas Emor says on the Pasuk, V'lakachtem lachem, which Pashup Shot means you should take for yourself. But he says, take yourself. Take yourself. Lakachtem lachem. Take yourself. What does it mean? Take all parts of Klal Yisrael. Four types of people that are represented in the Priyat Hadar, in the Hadas, the Lulav, the Arava. Take yourselves and make yourselves Ba'achtus Gemura. V'samachtem lifnei Hashem, but only with the Tzibur. And this is really the message that we've been working on over here, is the connection. Just like the Rekanti that's quoted by the Beis Yosef says, that in order to have a Shem Hashem, the Arba Minim represent different letters in the Yud Kei Vav Kei, and you need the Esrog to be adjacent to the lulav and the hadasim and the aravis. You need them next to each other. Why? To spell out the shame yud kei vav kei. This is something that the Beis Yosef brings from the Rekanti. Something amazing. Just like the shame Hashem needs to be together, also we need to put the esrog next to the other minim to make Klal Yisrael together. And you think it's two separate ideas. The Shem Hashem is in the Lulav and Esrog and Klal Yisrael. No, they're the same. When Klal Yisrael is one, Hashem's name is one in the Bria. Like we say at Mincha time, on Shabbos, in the Shemayna Esrei, Ato Echad, Vishimcha Echad. Hashem, you are one, your name is one. Umi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. It's not just a coincidence. Hashem is one, and who is like your nation that's one? No. As much as Hashem's name is one, we have to be one. We're the Am Hashem. And in order for Hashem's name to be one, we have to be one. And it is delicate sometimes how to deal with different aspects of being close. But we have to figure it out. We have to try to go the extra mile. We have to try to be so connected. And we have to also watch ourselves at the same time. It's in fact unbelievable what goes on in the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah, Perek Beis. The Rambam writes that a person should spend Purim time. He writes a person should spend his time on Purim with Mishloach, not with just Mishloach Manas Ish L'Re'eu, and not just with the Suda, but he should be mostly engaged in Matanos Lev Yonim. Mutav La'adam La'harbos B'Matanos Lev Yonim. Why? Says the Rambam, because somebody who helps the down and out, HaMesameach Lev Umlalim, Dome l'shchina. He's like the Shechina, because the Shechina is l'hachios ruach shvalim, l'hachios lev nidchayim. The Shechina raises people who are low. And if you think about it, it's unbelievable. The Rambam writes we should be like the Shechina. The Rambam almost never uses this lashon to be like the Shechina. What does it mean to be like the Shechina? The Shechina is a midah of Hashem. It's not just Hashem, it's a midah. The midah of being shoychein, of going to low places. The Gemara tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his shechina, hirchen shechinaso, Hashem dropped his shechina at Har Sinai, and Hashem goes to low places. He goes to where the masses are. He goes to the people who are down and out. The midah of shechina is to go to places where you wouldn't have gone, to put yourself out and find Yidden who need help. That's what it means to be Doma L'Shechina. And I was shocked because the Rambam says something that seems to be the exact opposite. In Hilchos Tumas Uichlin, Perek Tes Zayin. Listen to this and try to explain this one. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Uichlin says that there's a whole idea of Talmidei Chachamim staying away from commoners. And that's why the people called the Prushim would stay away from Amaratzim, who had a certain type of Tumah called Tumas Amaretz, and they would keep Kedusha Yisera to stay away from the regular people. They wouldn't eat with them. They wouldn't drink with them. They couldn't. Al pi halacha, they were keeping levels of Tyra that were above what an Ama Aretz can offer them. And the Rambam says, whoever keeps such Kedushas HaNefesh is like the Shechina. Shenemer v'skadashtem v'isim kedoshim ki kadosh ani. He says that they're like the Shechina. Why? Because the Shechina is kadosh. It's separate from the people. And I have a basic question over here. The Rambam in Hilchos Matanos Lev Yonim, the only other time, as far as I know, that he mentions the concept of Shechina in the entire Mishneh Torah, says the whole idea of Shechina is to be with the people, to go down to the lowest places and find the needy. And here in Tumas Uichlin, it seems like he's saying just the opposite. He says that Shechina is about being separate, being kadosh, not mingling with the Amaratzim, but keeping a distance. How do we explain both of these Rambams together? And the answer is exactly this beautiful message. We're supposed to be part of the Tzibur. We're supposed to be connected. We're supposed to raise everyone up, but we're not supposed to fall down because of it. You know, sometimes people do kiruv on college campuses, and you want to tell them, make sure you're being makariv and they're not being makariv you, because there's a sakana over there. As much as you're engaging with them, they're engaging with you. And here the Rambam deals with this difficult balance. On the one hand, the midah of Shechina v'Kadosh Baruch Hu is to go and find and be and experience with all of the children of Hashem, wherever they may be in life and whatever they need. But on the other hand, while the Shechina is there, the Shechina is separate. It sets itself as an example. This is the esrog of the Chasam Sofer. This is exactly what the Chasam Sofer meant. We all need to be together, but the esrog is not tied to the lulav hadas and arava. The esrog is adjacent, standing there as a role model, kissing and hugging, and being connected with Klal Yisrael, but not getting wrapped up in what they're involved in. And this is something that we can work on. We can work on this idea of being banim of Hashem, of removing sinas chinam, of trying to really go over in our lives areas that we're convinced that we're right, convinced that the other one's in the wrong, and saying to ourselves, you know what? Bonim atem l'Hashem, bein kach u'bein kach bonim him. It doesn't matter who's right. That's what the Gemara in Kedushin says. Hashem doesn't care. When it comes to the Madrega of Banim, we say, Bein kach u bein kach banim atem. Whether you're doing something right or wrong, you're children. And we have to say that Bein kach u bein kach acheinu heim. Acheinu. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael. We're all brothers and sisters. It doesn't mean we have to agree with each other. It doesn't mean that we think alike, but it means we appreciate and care for each other. And sometimes it's really blurred. There are some times where we really disagree with certain people. We have real differences in opinion, and that's fine, and we're supposed to have that. But it's not supposed to create a sinas chinam, a sinah that's for no reason. You know, something that I enjoyed when I was in America, for my first daughter's birth. I remember sitting there in the hospital, and these Satmar ladies came, and they gave us a soup. I've never had a soup like that with kreplach. I never had kreplach in the middle of the year like bichlal, and this was gewaldig. My wife wasn't hungry, Baruch Hashem, so I was able to have the whole soup. She was not interested. But we found out this Bikur Cholim, they go to every person who's a Yid in the hospital. And it's amazing, I was thinking to myself. Here, we have Hasidim who, it could be that the approach of Satmar is not the approach necessarily that we have. But look, when it comes down to it, the Rebbe says, go to every Yid and give them a bowl of soup. That's the Bonim Atem. And that's what we always have to remember, that at the end of the day, it should never be, even people that we do have differences of opinion with, whatever the case may be, but it should never affect the Bonim Atem Lashem, the senseless hatred that sort of spreads sometimes that we find that happens, Rachmana Litzlan, and we should all be zeicha to have that achdus, to remove the siba for the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, and with that, all be zeicha to Aliyah L'Regel, to come, and you're all invited to my house, and we'll walk from there to the Simchas Beis Shoeva, Ashrei Ayin Ra'azos, it's going to be great. You're all invited. There'll be plenty of room. And we have a big sukkah this year. And we're waiting for you. And we're waiting for ourselves to also get over all the things we need to get over to get Klal Yisrael to this next stage, Be'ezus Hashem, to greet Mashiach Tzidkenu, all one happy family, and bring tremendous nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Binyan Bayis Shlishi. I love you all. I miss you all. And I will love to greet you in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh Bekarov.